Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Tanis Daf Gimel. We are starting about the 12th line of the two dots with the words Mitoy Chamisha Dvarim. And today's daf is sponsored Lila Nishmas Marsh Merim Sarabas Biakam Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. We continue discussing the Geula Mitoy Chamisha Dvarim Nigel Yisroel Mitzrayim. There are five reasons, or because of five things, that the Yidden were redeemed from Mitzrayim: Mitoch Tzar, because of pain or distress; Mitoch Tzvacha, because of crying out; Mitoch Zchosavos, because of the Zchos of forefathers; Mitoch Tshuva, because of repentance; and Mitoch Haketz, because it was the final time. Where do we get this from? So that's what the pasuk says. And the Yidden groaned from the work and they cried out, so that's Mitoch Tzara. And then when the pasuk says, Hashem heard their cry, that's Mitoch Tzvacha, because of the cry. And then when the pasuk says, Vayizkra Elkimas Brisa, so that's Mitoch Zchosavos, it's because of Zchosavos, that's the bris that he made with the forefathers. And then when the pasuk tells us, Vayar Elkimas Bnei Yisrael, that's Mitoch Tshuva. And that's because the focus on the pasuk is, Vayar Elkimas Bnei Yisrael. Hashem saw the Yidden themselves, not just the Zchosavos, but the Yidden themselves who had done Tshuva. And then when it says, Vayed Elkim, that means Mitoch Haketz, because the final time had come. And V'chein Roimer, similarly, it says in another pasuk, Batzar L'cha, literally meaning when you're in distress, that's Mitoch Tzara, because of Tzara. And then when it says, Umutzu'ucha called Vermo Eile Ba'achros Hayomim V'shavta, what do we learn from here? Mitoch Tshuva, because of Tshuva. And then it says, Kikel Rachma Hashem Lekecha, that's Mitoch Rachamim, the Gula is going to come because of Rachamim. And then it says, Lo'er P'cha V'la'ashchi Secha V'la Yishkach B'Savisecha, and this last part of the pasuk tells us, Mitoch Zchosavais, because it's Zchosavais. And V'chein Roimer also says, Vayar Batzar Lohem, and that's referring to Mitoch Tzara. And when it says, B'shoimes Rinasam, that's Mitoch Tzvacha, because Rin over here is referring to like calling out of sorts, and so Tzvacha is crying out, and Vayizkar Lahem Brisai, Mitoch Zchosavais, and Vayinachim Kirayv Chasadov, that's Mitoch Tshuva, and Vayitain Oisim Lerachamim, that's Mitoch Rachamim. So we see all these different reasons why the Yidden would be redeemed, sourced in different psukim. We have a story now. Chad Bar Nasar was a fellow, Hava Ichta Balishnei, he sinned with his tongue, meaning he spoke Lashon Hara and other bad things as well, and also Gabriel Rechin kept Rabbi Yechinon to find out what the Tshuva to do, Vishalcha Gabriel Rabbi Chanina, he sent Rabbi Chanina, Amr Rabbi Chanina told him, Ezel Tahibach, first of all, you have to regret what you did, and the Tshuva that you should do is Veloy by Rai, so you should speak in Torah, meaning you should learn a lot of Torah. The Chsev, the Pasuk says, Marpe Lashon, Eitz Chaim. The healing for the tongue is Eitz Chaim, and Eitz Chaim is referring to Torah. And continue to talk about the Geula, Amr Chanina, Breder Avo, Besefer Shar of Meir, Mitzoy Kosov, and the Sefer of Meir was found written, Masa Duma, and what's this referring to? Masa Daimi, or some Gersai says Masa Raimi, that this Pasuk is referring to Rome. Let's just read the Pasuk, which is from Yeshaya Navi, Masa Duma, Eli Karimi Seir, Shomer Mami Leila, Shomer Mami Lel, Omar Shomer Asa Biker Vagam Laila Im Tibayun Bayu Shuvu Esayu. And so the Gemara is actually in the Pasuk right now is that Duma over here is referring to Daimi or Raimi, so this is a Nevuah said about Rome. And then when the Pasuk tells us Eli Karimi Seir, which literally translated would mean he calls to me from Seir, however the Drasha is, Oren Rechinei tells us that we should read it differently. Instead of reading as Eli, rather it's Kaili, my God, Kair B'nai Seir, he calls out because of Seir. Seir is referring to Rome. In other words, Hashem is, so to speak, calling out because of the tsaros that Rome caused the Yidden. And similarly, Aram Shem Lakshi says, Kaili, me'echen is davigli, my God, from where did he come close to me? Me Seir, from Seir. In other words, Hashem is, so to speak, close to us from Seir, from the Galus. And similarly, Aram Shem Levi tells us, Emir Melcha Adam, a person tells you, Echen Hulakecha, where's your God? And Marla, you should tell him, Bekracha Galus Shem Edom, he's in the great city of Edom, of Rome. And Matam, what's the source for that? Because again, we read the Pasuk as Kaili Karimi Seir, my God is calling out from Seir, which is referring to Rome again. And so we see that Hashem is with us in the Galus. And similarly, Tanur B'Shem Merchai, B'chol Makam Shigal Yisrael, Galus HaShechin Yimayin, in all places where the Yidden were sent to Galus, the Shechina went to Galus with them. Where do we see this? Galus Mitzrayim, they were sent to Mitzrayim, Galus HaShechin Yimayin, the Shechina went to Galus with them. Matam, what's the source for this? Pasuk says Hashem gave a Nevuah to Eli HaKain, which was many generations later. He was the Rebbe of Shmuel HaNavi, Haniglan Iglesi Lebeis, or El Beis Avicha, B'yosim Mitzrayim, El Beis Paroi. Didn't I reveal myself to your father's house when they were in Mitzrayim, in the house of Paroi? Which means that Hashem was in the Galus Mitzrayim. And Gol Bavel, the Galus Shechina Mayim. The Yidden were sent to Galus Bavel, the Shechina went with them. And Matan, what's the source for this? The Pasuk says, Manchem Shulachti Bavela. Now, really, the Pasuk says, Manchem Shilachti Bavela. That because of you, I have sent to Bavel. But the way that we're reading it for the Drasha is Shulachti Bavela, that I have been sent to Bavel. And that's the Shechina speaking. Furthermore, Gol Madai, the Galus Shechina Mayim. They went to Galus Madai. The Shechina was in Galus with them, and Matam was the source for this. The pasuk says, "V'samti kisi be'elam and ve'ein elam el Madai." Elam is referring to Madai. Come on, the Dharma, like the pasuk says, "Vani b'shushan abira share be'elam hamadina." I was in Shushan, which is in Elam, and Gal Yavan. They were Galus Yavan. V'Galus Shechina Yimayin. The Shechina was in Galus with them. Matam was the source for this. The pasuk says, "Va'irarti b'naych tzion al b'naych Yavan." That will awaken your children tzion against your children Yavan. And Gal Remi, they went to Galus Rome. V'Galus Shechina Yimayin. The Shechina went to Galus with them. Matam was the source for this. The pasuk says, as we had before, Keli Kari Miseir. Now we continue dashing this pasuk of Keli Kari Miseir, as we had read it earlier. Shomer Mami Leilo, that's what the pasuk says. And so Gimel Beis on top. Amr Yisrael Yeshaya, the Yidden told Yeshaya Navi, Rabbeinu Yeshaya, Ma Yitzilonu Mitaycha Laila Zeh. What's going to come for us from this nighttime? Meaning, what are we getting out of this galus? What's the story? Amr Lahen, so he told them, Himtinu Li Achinishal, wait for me until I ask Hashem. And Kim Shishal, once he asked, Chazar Atzloni came back to them. Amr Lahen, so they asked him, Shomer Ma Milel, that's a quote of the pasuk. In other words, Ma Milel Shomer Ilamim, what did the Shomer of the world say? The literal understanding of the pasuk is referring to just a regular Shomer, regular watchman. But over here, in our way of explaining that they're having a conversation with Yeshaya, they're asking him, what did the Shomer of the world, what did Hashem say about this nighttime, about this galus? Amr Lahen, so he told them, Amar Shomer Asa Boiker Vegam Laila. The Shomer said that morning's coming and also night. And that's mashma, that the Geula is coming, because Boiker is referring to Geula. So Amr Lahen, they asked him, Vegam Laila, also night? That's mashma, that after the Geula, there's going to be nighttime once again. There's going to be galus again. So Amr Lahen, he told them, Look Shatem Svurim, it's not what you're thinking. Ella, Boiker Le Tzadikim Velaila Rishayim, Boiker Le Yisrael Velaila Umisa Aylam. Then when I say Boiker and Laila, the Boiker is for the Tzadikim, and Laila, which refers to punishment, that's for Rishayim, and Boiker refers to the Yidden, and Laila refers to the Umisa Aylam, so you don't have to be afraid there's not going to be a galus again. And so Amr Lahen, they asked him, Amos, when is this going to happen? Amr Lahen, so he told them, Amos Dawson Bay, whenever you want, who Bay, he wants, meaning Hashem wants, and this is a quote of the Pasuk, Im Tabayin Bayu, if you want, he wants. And Amr Lahen, they asked him, okay, so Mima Akiv, what's holding back? Amr Lahen, he told them, Tshuva, proper Tshuva, as the Pasuk says, Shuvu Esayu, do Tshuva and then come, which means if you do Tshuva, then Mashiach's going to come. And Racha says, Mashiach Rotan Chom Berbchia, Ilu Yisrael Oisin Tshuva Yoy Mechad, if you didn't Tshuva for even just one day, Miyad Hay Ben David Ba, right away Ben David, which is Mashiach, he would come. Amatam, what's the source for this? And as we say in Tehillim, every Friday night as well, Hayoim in Bekoli Tishmo, today, if you listen to his voice. And Rabbi Levi, he says, Ilu Hay Yisrael Mashamrin Shabbos Echas Katekna, if the Yidden would keep one Shabbos properly, Miyad Hay Ben David Ba, Mashiach would come right away. And Amatam, what's the source for this? And that's because the Pasuk says, Rehar Moshe, Ichlu Hayoim, Shabbos Hayoim, La Hashem Vagaymer, eat it today, because today is Shabbos for Hashem, that's referring to the Mon. And what do we learn from here? Chad Yoim, we're referring to just one day. This Shabbos, this one day, if it's kept properly, Mashiach's going to come. And Va'imer, another pasuk says, Beshuva v'nachas tivasheyun. What's the translation of this? And this is the limud. The Beshuva u'niyach tisparkun. You're going to be redeemed through Shuva and Niyach, referring to just calm and relaxation, which is talking about Shabbos, meaning keeping Shabbos properly. Talach beis, we get back to our discussion of Mashav Ruach, or we bring Saint Talmater into it as well. The Mishnah tells us, Ein shalim sagishamim el samach gishamim. We're not shayl for gishamim, except for samach to gishamim. And according to some, this is even going in Chittis or Belezer of the previous Mishnah. We begin saying Mashav Ruach already at the beginning of Sukkot, but that's only Mashav Ruach. That's being Mazkir Geshamim. But in terms of being Shoyl Geshamim, which is the same Talum Atar, that's only asked when it's Samachl Geshamim, meaning when it's around the time that we need rain, and that's going to be later on, not at the beginning of Sukkot, again, even according to Belezer. Now, Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Huda says, the one who davens for the Amud on the last day of Sukkot, meaning on Shmini Atzeres, Ha'achar Mazkir Rishon Einu Mazkir, the last one, meaning the Baal Musaf, he mentions, he says Mashav Ruach, whereas the first one, the Baal Shachris, does not. And B'yom Tov Harishon Shal Pesach, on the first day of Pesach, Harishon Maskir V'Achron Einu Maskir. The first one mentions Mashav Ruach, and the second one, meaning the Baal Musaf of the first day of Pesach, he already does not say Mashav Ruach, he switches over to Morid Atal. Now, Ad Emosai Shailin, up until when are we Shail? And we're going to see in the Gemara what this is referring to. So Rabbi Huda says, Ad Shiavra Pesach until Pesach is finished, meaning only at the end of Pesach we're going to stop saying. And Rabbi Meir Amr, he says, Ad Shiatzon Nisan until Nisan finishes. Because the pasuk says, V'yard lechem gashem, and he brings down rain for you, Myra u'malkosh, the early and late rain, barishain, in the first month. So we see that we're going to stop saying it only at the end of Nisan, which is the first month. So the Gemara tells us, Amr Rechon Rechon says, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, Sha'ar Mishom Yehuda M'Beseira, the Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, who said in the name of Rabbi Yehuda M'Beseira. Now Rav Avin says, Rishon Rechonon, time is Rabbi Yehuda. What's Rabbi Yehuda's reasoning? Kadesh Yetzu Amaitis Betal, we want the Yom Tovim to have a mention of Tal, Menesha Tal Simon Yafel Oilam, because Tal is a good simon for the world. And that's why, as we see in the Reisha of the Mishnah, all of Sukkot and all of Pesach is going to have Tal said. We only start saying Mashav Ruach at the end of Sukkot, which means the whole first part of Sukkot has Marat Tal said, and we stop saying Mashav Ruach at the beginning of Pesach, which means entire Pesach we're going to say Marat Tal. Therefore, once again, we see that all of Sukkot and all of Pesach we are saying Tal, and that's a good sign for the world. Now the Gemara asks, "Machav Shitas Rabbi Yehuda?" We have a steer and Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Taman Uamar over there, he says, meaning in the beginning of the Mishnah, he said, "Harv Lufnete B'Yom Tov Achron Shalchag O'Achron Maskev Rishon Einu Maskir," and really main focus is the continuation of his statement regarding Pesach. Then in the Reish Rabbi Yehuda said that the first day of Pesach, only the Baal Shachris says, but already the Baal Musaf does not say. And Vahachu Amar Hachin, over here he says this, in the Sefer of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Yehuda says, when do we stop saying? Only at the end of Pesach, at Shi'avar Pesach. So it's a steer between the Reisha and the Seifa. So answer number one is, Chadim Shem Garmev, Chadim Shem Yehuda Ben Beseira. One of these memras, he said by himself, and it was his own Shita, and the other one, he was just saying in the name of Yehuda Ben Beseira. Now, V'loya then Haidu B'Shem Garmev, Haidu B'Shem Yehuda Ben Beseira. At first glance, it's not clear which one he said by himself, or which one he was quoting Yehuda Ben Beseira. However, Manda Amr Rabbi Yochanan, from that which Rabbi Yochanan had said at the beginning of the Gemara, Halacha Kreb Yehuda, Sha'ar Mishom Yehuda Ben Beseira, the Halacha Zarek Yehuda says the name of Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira, and V'Amr Rav Avin B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Avin said B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, time is Rabbi Yehuda, what's Rabbi Yehuda's reasoning? K'dei she'etzu ha'maydes b'tal b'mnesha talsim yafil o'ilam. His reason is because we want Yom Tovim to be with Tal, because Tal is a good symbol for the world. So Adah Amr that tells us that Kadmiyas B'Shem Garmei, the first part was said on his own, V'tinyasa, and the second one was B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira, and the name of Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira. And we're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow with another explanation. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.